Shalom Aleichem, welcome to this shiur in the Kutei Sichis, Chelek Yud Aleph, Parshas Truma, Sicha Aleph. This is the Iyun shiur, the in-depth shiur. My name is Shalom Kesselman from Los Angeles, and let's get right into it. The Nakuda of the Sicha is to explain the idea of Trumas HaAdonim and Trumas HaMishkon, Beruchnius B'Nefesh HaAdam. And there is an amazing chidush in this Sicha. And to really appreciate this chiddush, it's important first to take a step back and to look at earlier sources, some earlier Maram Mekoymes and Chassidus in Lekutei Sichas, where these inyanim are discussed. And then when we come back to our sicha, we will see the chiddush here and appreciate the chiddush of this sicha over previous Maram Mekoymes. So the first place that we're going to look is in the Maimer HaYeshevas Beganim Tovshin Ches from the Friedeker Rebbe. The Maimer is mentioned in our Sicha in Ha'ara 13. And there the Friedeker Rebbe says as follows. V'ha Adonim Heim Shel Kesef. The Adonim were made from silver. Dinyone Ba'avoida Kesef hu kosef utshuka. And in Avoda, Kesef is the idea of desire. For Adnei Kesef and the Adonim, which were made from Kesef, hu ha'adnus v'hatoykef ala tshukos v'hakosefim. This is the adnus, the mastering, the mastery, and the strength that one has over their desires. Their yosoif and mishkon is as men is an odin afti tshukos unrutsoynus. The foundation of the mishkon is that one must be a master over their desires. V'bederach kabbalas oil kenoida. And this is with kabbalas oil. V'zehu yisoid ha-mishkan. This is the yisoid. So what is he saying in the Maimer Hayeshevas Beganim Tovshin Ches? That the Adonim represent the avoida of kabbalas oil, of adnus, of mastery, of toikef, of strength. And they're made from kesef, representing the tshukos and the taivis that are not good. And what's the idea of the Adonim b'nefesh ha'adam ba'aveda is being a master over one's ritzoinus, using Kabbalah soil, using the strength of Kabbalah soil to rein in and control one's tshukos and ritzoinus. So this is the first idea that we see in the Maimer Tovshin Ches. Then we have a sicha in Chelek Aleph, Parshas Truma, and there the Rebbe builds on this idea, and he also talks about how the Adonim were the foundation, and in Avoda that represents Shiflus and Bittul, and he explains that for this reason, when it came to the Trumas HaAdonim, everybody gave the same. Everybody gave a Machzis HaShekel. Ha'oshi lo yarbe, v'adal lo yamit. There was no Hischalkus. There was no differences. Everybody had to give the same amount, machtzis ha-shekel. Why is that? Because since we're dealing with an avoda of bittul and shiflus and kabbalah soil, which is the foundation of everything, but in this avoda, everybody is the same. There's no hischalkus. Where is there a difference between one person and the next? When we're dealing with the koiches pnimim of seichel umidus, here, no two people are the same. But in bittul v'kabbalah soil, in Shiflus, here, everybody's b'shava. So for this reason, when it came to the Trumas HaAdonim, everybody gave the same Machtzis HaShekel. Masha Einken, he goes on to say, the Trumas HaMishkon, which was when they gave all the rest of the materials for the Mishkon, Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Tcheles, Argomon, and from this, the rest of the Mishkon was built, the Kroshim, the Arias, that all came from Trumas HaMishkon, there was b'feirish differences. Some people gave more, some people gave less, some gave zov, some gave kesef, some gave tcheles, because there we're dealing with an avoda takeh mitzad koiches pnimim, mitzad seichel umidus. The kroshim, he says, are 10 amos keneged the 10 koiches anefesh. The arias are the makifim. And here there is his chalkus, and therefore people gave different things. And he connects this, and this is a very important point, he connects it in the sich and chelek aleph to the two parts of davening. We begin davening with Maida Ani and Hoidu, and then we move on to Psukei Dezimra, Birchas Krishma, Krishma Shmeina Esrei. So Maida Ani and Hoidu, which is the simple Hoidoa, the Bittul, the Kabbalah soil, that is the Inyan of Trumas HaAdonim. And there everybody's the same. And the rest of davening, Psukei Dezimra and Krishma and Shemoneh Esrei, this is the idea of Trumas HaMishkan, from which the Kroshim and the Urias were made, the idea of utilizing one's Koiches Pnimiyim, Seichel Midas to serve Hashem. And there was Hischalkus. Now, in that Sikhe, Pashas Trumah Chaylik Aleph, he does not address the prat that the mach that the Trumas HaAdonim was given from Kesef. Doesn't address it. He just addresses the fact that everybody gave the same amount. But why Kesef? So in the Maimer Tov Shen Ches, we saw a reason. Kesef represents the Ritzoinus of Olam Hazeh. But in Parshas Kisiso, also Chelek Aleph, page 181, there he adds another explanation as to why the Machtzis HaShekel for Trumas HaAdonim was Kesef. And he explains like this: Machtzis HaShekel hat men gedarft geben Kesef davke und nit kein Shove Kesef. They gave silver and not anything else that was Shove Kesef. Weil an Avoide she mit adetzem haneshoma, was in dem is nitokin chilukim, darf sein von Kesef davke, matbeya shechorif lotzeis by alem and gleich. The difference between Kesef and Shove Kesef, anything else of value, is when we talk about anything else of value, Zav, Nechayshes, Tcheiles, Argoman, all of the rest of the materials of the Mishkan, which are Shove Kesef, there, these things mean different things to different people. Some people want one more than the other. Some people value one more than the other. So when we deal with Shove Kesef, it's not the same by everybody. But Kesef, we know, silver, is a matbeya shechorif lotzei. Silver is the going currency. This is the primary currency. It's what everybody uses to buy and sell. It's money. And money by everybody has the same value. A dollar is a dollar. There's no chiluk in kesef. There's no difference the way one person values kesef to the way somebody else values kesef. So here we see that not only is the idea of giving machtzis hashekel for the adonim, not only is everybody giving the same amount, the same machtzis hashekel, the same amount, but everybody also had to give kesef, which is a material which everybody values the same way. Once again, highlighting the fact that this is an avoda in which everybody is the same. This is the bitul, the kabbalah soil, the shiflus, mitad etzem haneshama, where there is no hischalkus. So this is the way it's explained in Chelek Aleph. Now, in Chelek Gimel, Parshas Vayakel, the Rebbe begins also by saying this, page 932. Und weil die Adonim seinen Nora Yesoid und Aschole bebinyan Hamishkon, in Avoidas Odom, die Beginne von Kabbalas Oil von Meida Ani, noch Faren Davnen. So he once again explains that what's the idea of Trumas Adonim, Ba Avoida Benefesh Odom? It's the idea, it's the Beginne of Kabbalas Oil, it's Meida Ani. That's what he begins in that sicha. But then, in the very end of the sicha, it seems like he kind of changes tracks and gives another slightly different explanation into Trumas HaAdonim. And that's because he anticipates there a question. He doesn't ask the question directly, but he anticipates the question. And that is that according to what we're saying, that Trumas HaAdonim is the avodah of bitul v'kabbalas oil v'shiflus, which is b'shaveh by everybody. So why would it be then that who gave the machtzis hashekel? Who gave it? We know. Only anoshim ben chof, only adult men. L'chayra, if this is an avoda which is by everybody the same, it should be given by everybody, including women and children. So for this reason, in Chelek Gimel, it seems like the Rebbe at the end of the sicha slightly changes what the avoda of Trumas HaAdonim is. And here's what he says. Before one comes to the two avodas mentioned before in the sicha of kol masecha oil l'shem shamayim and b'chol darchecha de'eyu, is donoch afriya deker avoda. There is first an avoda which has to come before, and what's that? Zugreiten sich alle seine koiches zu avodas Hashem in the beida ifanim hanal. One has to prepare. This is the lashon. One has to prepare all of his koiches to the Avodas Hashem in these two ways of Kol Masecha Yil Hashem Shemayim and B'chol Darchecha De'eyu, bis zum Iker v'Shleimus HaTikun, until one comes to the Iker and Shleimus, Ezol Vern B'Shochanti, Der Etzem D'Lamayil Kaviyochel, B'Seicham In Toichias Etzem D'Lamata, until we reach the goal, the Shleimus, of the Avodah, which is to be mamshich the etzem de lamayla in the etzem de lamata. And therefore, darf die Zugrei tun kumen mitzat etzem hanashama de lamata, was in dem seinen alle gleich. For this reason, the preparation to the Avodah of Kol Masecha Yud Hashem Shemayim and B'chol Darchecha De'eyu, that preparation has to come into the Etzem Dilemata, because we're trying to bring a Likus into the Etzem Dilemata. So therefore it has to come from the Etzem HaNeshama, which in this everybody is the same. And two, Giton Vernin Ale Koiches, it has to be done within all of the Koiches. Das Heist, Der Chazah, Bas Hot Ale Koiches Begolui, and it has to be done by those by whom all the Koiches are Begolui. Und therefore, kenner mit zei arbeiten und zei zugreiten. And therefore, such a person who by him, the koiches are begolui, he could work to prepare his koiches for the idea of a shachanti besoichem, that the etzem de lamayla should be nimshach lamata. And therefore, he goes on to say that that's why the vayiten es adonov, the adonim, they were made nor from the truma from ben esem shanov amayla, vasob ben ala koiches begolui. The Trumas HaAdonim was only given by those who are from age 20 and up and men, because by them the Koiches are begolui. But at the same time, all the Trumas for the Adonim zayin gleich. Everybody gave the same Machzis HaShekel. So what's the beer that he's giving in Chelek Gimel? Slightly different to what he was saying in Chelek Aleph. In Chelek Aleph he was saying simply the Trumas HaAdonim is Bitl V'Kabbalah Soil. It's Maidani, it's Hoidu. And that's what he starts to say in Chelek Gimel. But that wouldn't explain why it's only given by Anoshim Ibn Chof. So therefore in Chelek Gimel he says, I think, a new word, slightly different. And what does he say? That Trumas HaAdonim is really the avoid of preparing one's koiches, zugreiten sich in alle seine koiches, preparing your koiches to be ready for the Avodah of Kol Masecha Yud Hashem Shemayim and B'chol Darchecha De'eyu, which is Mamshich the Etzem Delamayla in the Etzem Delamata. And since we're dealing with an Avodah that is to prepare one's Koiches for this Hamshacha, therefore, Mitzad Echad, who can do it? Only Anoshim Ibn Chof, who by them the Koiches are Begoloi. Somebody who doesn't have their Koiches Pnimi in Begoloi, somebody who Seichel and Midas are not fully developed, it's not shaykh to say that they have an avoda to prepare their koiches pnimiim for a hamshacha milamayla, because their koiches pnimiim are anyways not developed. So dafke anoshim ibn chof, who by them the koiches are begolui, they can do this avoda of the adonim. This is the avoda of the adonim, which is preparing their koiches to be ready for this hamshacha milamayla v'shachanti b'saycham. But on the other hand, within those people, everybody gave the same achzis hashekel. And it was kesef, as we said before, because we have to deal with an avoda which is coming mitzad the etzem haneshama dilamata, in which everybody is the same. Because only through this can we be mamshich the etzem dilamayla in the etzem dilamata. So this is the biur in Chelek Gimel. So it comes out, just to summarize, that we have three different hezberim in Chassidus as to the Trumas HaAdonim, what it is ba'avoida. According to the Friedeke Rebbe in Tavshin Ches, it's the Adnus V'Toykef that one has to have, the mastery and the control and the reigning in of one's Kesef, Kosef, Tshuka, Rutsoinus, Taivus. It's controlling that. So the Kesef represents the Taivus of Olam Hazeh, and the Trumas HaAdonim is the Adnus, the control over that, through Kabbalah Soil. Then we have the Biur and Chelek Aleph of Likutei Sichus, that Trumas HaAdonim is Hoidu and Moida Ani. It's the simple Avodah of Bitul v'Shiflus v'Kabbalah Soil, in which everybody's the same. And according to that, why is it Kesef? Why is it Kesef? So we said, because it's a Matbeya Shacharif Lotzeis, everybody values Kesef in the same way. So it adds to the fact that it's B'kol Echad B'Shavah. And then we have a new biur in Chelek Gimel in the end, where he's bringing up the point that who's giving Trumas HaAdonim only Anoshim Mibben Chof. And he's explaining that what is the avod of Trumas HaAdonim? It's preparing the koiches for the hamshacha of the etzem de lamayla in the etzem de lamata, which will come later when one does the avod of Kol Masecha Yud Hashem Shemayim and B'chol Darchecha De'eyu. So this is what we have before we come to our sicha. it is tzarech iyun ktsas in that sich in chelek gimel, because he does start off saying there on page 932 that the adonim is the bechinah from kabbalah soul from meida ani, which lachayra there's no inyan of a kaiches pnimiyim. Everybody says meida ani. Even women, children say Maidani. Maidani is not only shayach to Anashim Gedolim. So he starts off saying how the Trumas Adonim is an Inyan which is Kabbalah Sol of Maidani, like in Chelek Aleph. But then at the end of the Sikha, it seems like he's moving away from that Pshat and explaining, as we said, that it's the idea of preparing the Koiches, whatever that means, preparing the Koiches for the Hamshach of the Etzem de la Maila in the Etzem de la Mata, which comes through Kol Masach Yilu Shem Shemayim and Bechol Archecha Da'ayim. Now we come to our Sikha. So in our Sikha, the Rebbe also deals with the Trumas Adonim, as we said, and he begins in Ois Beis by pretty much going with the beer that he said in Chelek Aleph, that the Adonim, Trumas Adonim, is the Avod of Bittel v'Kabbalah Soil, and the Trumas HaMishkon, which was for everything else in the Mishkon, including the Kroshim and the Yerios, that is the Avod with Kaiches Pnimi. And then the Sikha goes on to ask the question which is really raised B'derech Remez in Chelek Gimel, if that's the case, then why is it that Trumas Ha'adonim was only given by Anoshim Miben Chof? Seemingly, if it's an Avoid of Bittel V'Kabbalah Soil where everybody's B'Shava, it should have been given by Anoshim Noshim B'Tav. That's the question that he asks in the Sikha. And Al Derech Zeh he asks on the Trumas HaMishkon. The Trumas HaMishkon, we said in Avoidas L'Chayra, is the Avoida of Psuki de Zimra and Birchas Krishma and Krishma Shmeina Esrei, the Avoida with a Kaiches Pnimim, where one's serving Hashem with their Seichel Amidus. And that's why there's his Chalkus. Each person gave Kafi Nidvas Liboy. It wasn't the same. Some gave Zov, some gave Tcheles, etc. Because this is the Kaiches Pnimim of Seichel Amidus, where everybody's different. So if that's the case, why there was it also given by Noshim V'Taf? If we're dealing with Koiches Pnimiyim of Seichel Amidus, it's only B'Shleimus by Anoshim Gedolim. So who should have contributed to Trumas HaMishkon, which is the Seichel Amidus? Only Anoshim Gedolim. Why there is it also being given by Noshim V'Taf? This is the kasha that he asks. And so the Rebbe comes to a new Hesber, which will be the fourth explanation in Trumas HaAdonim, and one which L'Chaira answers all the questions in the best way. And the Rebbe explains, what's Trumas HaAdonim ba'Avoida? It's not Hoidu and Moida Ani, like it says in Chelek Aleph. It's not Stam Bittel v'Kabbalah Soil. Trumas HaAdonim in Avoida is really, he says, Krishma and Tefillah. Kriyashma and Tefillah, this is Trumas HaAdonim. Why? Because the way it's supposed to be, Kriyashma and Tefillah, although one is utilizing their Koiches Pnimiyim, their Seichel Amidus, but it's not meant to be Stam Koiches Pnimiyim. It's supposed to be completely permeated and founded on the Kabbalah's oil, on the Bittul of Maida Ani and Hoide, which comes before. In other words, the Avoid of Kriyashma and Tefillah, the way it's supposed to be, is that it's a combination, it's a Shiluv, it's a Tivuch of both of these Avoidas. It is the Avoida of Seichel Amidus, Koiches Pnimiyim. But Mitzad Sheni, it's permeated with the Bittul v'Kabbalah Soil that one has before davening. And both of these together, doing Krishma and Tefillah in this way, combining both Avodas, this is the way it's supposed to be, and this is Trumas HaAdonim. And this explains why we find this Dover v'Yipuchai. Mitzad Echad, who gave it? Only Anoshim Ben Chof, not Noshim V'Taf. Why? Because we're dealing l'maisa with an Avoida mitzad Seichel Amidus, with Koiches Pnimiyim. And who is Shaykh to Koiches Pnimiyim, to Seichel Amidus? Is Anoshim Gedolim, not Noshim V'Taf. But mitzad Sheni, who gave it? But mitzad Sheni, what was given? What was given was Machzis HaShekel, which is the same amount. Everybody gave the same amount. Why? Because since the Avoida is permeated with Bittel V'Kabbalah Soil, in that, everybody's b'shava. So everybody gave the same amount of machtis ha-shekel. And we see this also in davening itself. Mitzad echad in davening, who is chayiv in krishma tefillah, he says, only anoshim gedolim. Noshim v'tafa potter. Why? Because davening, Krishma Tefillah, is something, it's an avoda, Ezi avoda shebelev zu tefillah. This is an avoda with a koiches pnimim, and it's only shaykh to anashim gedolim. But mitzad sheni, the nusach at tefillah, the nusach of kriyashma, the nusach of tefillah of Shemana Esri is the same for everybody. Ha'oshe lo yarbev, adal lo yamit, you can't add or change the nusach, it's the same nusach. Why? Because since the avoda is permeated with bitl v'kabbalah soil, in that everybody is b'shava. He doesn't say this at the Sikha, but L'chayr, L'fizeh, it's also understood why they had to give Dafke Kesef. Kesef, we said from the Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, is Miloshen Tshuka, Miloshen Ava, Miloshen Ritzoynus. But according to this Sikha, it's not the Ritzoynus of the Nefesh HaBahamis, it's not the Tshuka in Lu'um Hazeh, Fakert. We're dealing with Kesef Dikdusha, Ava Dikdusha, Tshuka Dikdusha, because since we're dealing with Krishma Utfilah, so this is an avodah of Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meidecha. This is an avodah of Avas Hashem. This is Kesef Dikdusha. That's the Trumas HaAdonim. Not Moida Ani and Hoidu. It's Krishma. It's Avas Hashem. It's Kesef. But Im Kol Zeh, it's permeated and founded on Bittul v'Kabbalah soil, and therefore it's also the Trumas HaAdonim. It's also an inyan of which something which is b'shava by everybody. So that's l'chayra, the maila of the sikha, that it explains all the pratim in a very geshmaka way. Explains why it's kesef. It explains why everybody gave the same. It explains why it's only shayach to anashim gedolim. And everything makes perfect sense. Now, let's stop for a second and just compare this to l'kutei sikhas chaylik aleph. In chaylik aleph, what was the beer in the Trumas HaAdonim? The beer was that it's pashta kabbalas oil. We'll say kabbalas oil grade. Pure, trukna kabbalas oil, maida ani and hoidu. No involvement of kaychas pnimim. That's how we explain Trumas HaAdonim. Whereas in this sikha, he's being mechadish, that no, Trumas HaAdonim is really Krishma Utfila, which is all about kaychas pnimim, yet permeated with bitl v'kabbalas oil. What's the Machleik is here between these two sikhas. What's changing? What's the difference? My benayu. So l'chayra, the chiluk is, was Kabbalah's oil, pure Kabbalah's oil, part of the Mishkan? Is pure and simple Kabbalah's oil, is that a chiluk of the Mishkan or not? So in Chaylik Aleph, he says, yes. Fakert, it's the aside of the Mishkan. The foundation of the Mishkan is the Adonim, is pure Kabbalah soil. That's the foundation. In Chaylik Yud Aleph, he's saying, no. Pure Kabbalah soil, simple Kabbalah soil, is not a part of the Mishkan. The aside of the Mishkan, which is the Adonim, is not pure, simple Kabbalah soil. It's Kabbalah soil together with Koiches Pnimim. It's Krishma Utfila. It's Avas Hashem. It's Seichel Umidus, permeated with Kabbalah soil. What's changing here? Why in Chaylik Yud Aleph does the Rebbe not want to learn that the Trumas HaAdonim, the Adonim, are pure Kabbalah soil, besides for the question that he asks? Could be for another reason. What is the idea of the Mishkan? V'asili mikdash v'shachanti b'seichon b'seich kol echad v'echad. The Eibishter wants to dwell within every person. And the Eibishter wants to dwell, dira b'tachtainim, b'toich mitzius ha'adam. The Eibishter wants to be within the person's mitzius. That is the idea of the Mishkan, making your mitzius a Mishkan for Hashem. So b'meile, in Chaylik Yud Aleph, the Rebbe's tining that pure Kabbalah's oil, Kabbalah's oil greido, cannot be part of the Mishkan. Because pure Kabbalah's oil, that comes b'zad ha'etzem ha'neshama, but pure Kabbalah's oil, that's not the mitzius ha'adam. And the fact that everybody is b'shaveh in Kabbalah soil, in Bittul, in Shiflus, that there's absolutely no hischalkus between one person and the next, that itself is the proof that that's not the Metzias HaAdam. The Metzias HaAdam is his koiches pnimiyim. That's the character of the person. That's the personality of the person. And according to the Sikh in Chaylik Yud Aleph, a Mishkan has to be v'shachanti b'seichem, b'seich kol echad v'echad. The Eibishter wants to dwell within your Metzias. So therefore, pure Kabbalah soil has no shaykhis to the Mishkan whatsoever. That comes before the Mishkan. But when we deal with the Mishkan itself and building a Mishkan, The Mishkan only begins where the Metzias HaAdam begins. And the Metzias HaAdam begins with Koiches Pnimiyim. And that's why in this Sikha he learns that what are the Koiches Pnimiyim? What is Trumas HaAdonim? Even the foundation of the Mishkan, it's Koiches Pnimiyim. It is the Metzias HaAdam. Just Bazeh Gufa, it's not Stam the Metzias HaAdam, it's the Metzias HaAdam, the way it's completely permeated with Bittul the Kabbalah soil. That's the aside. But Kabbalah soil by itself, according to the Sikha in Chelek Yud Aleph, is not part of the Mishkan. There's a very Geshmaki Ha'orah 46, where based on the Chiddush of this Sikha here, he explains a beautiful Yerushalmi. There's Yerushalmi Shabbos Perak Zayin, where the Gemara thinks in the Hava Amina that Binyan al Gabi Kalim have a Binyan, and it wants to prove it from the fact that they built the Krushim on top of the Adonim. The Adonim, L'chaira, are Kalim. And the Krushim, they're building the Krushim on top of the Adonim. So this seems to prove that Binyan al-Gabi Kalim on Shabbos is still considered Binyan. And the Gemara answers, no, really, Shiny Adonim de Kekarkahe. The Adonim are not considered Kalim, the Adonim are like Karka. So the Rebbe says, according to this Sikha, the Gemara could be understood. If we're learning like he learns in the Kutei Sichas Chelek Aleph and even Chelek Gimel, where Trumas HaAdonim is just Kabbalah Sol by itself. Just Kabbalah Sol by itself. So then what's the Havamina? For sure the Adonim are Karka. V'nafshi ko'of alakolti, a bitl, the idea of bitl is offer. So if the Adonim represent just plain bitl, v'shiflus, v'kabbalah soil, then of course the Adonim are Karka. And the Hava Amina, to consider the Adonim Kalim, and to prove that Binyan al-Gabi Kalim is called Binyan, doesn't make any sense. But according to the Sikha, that what is Trumas HaAdonim? The Adonim are not Pasha to Kabbalah Sol. It's not Stam Kabbalah Sol. Really, the Adonim are Koiches Pnimiyim. It's Kriyas Shema Utfilo. It's the person utilizing his Seichel Umidus. Ubazeh Gufa permeated with Kabbalah soil. So therefore, the Havamin of the Gemara does make sense. Maybe we should consider the Adonim to be Begeder Kalim. Because Kalim is the idea of Koiches Pnimiyim. Koiches Pnimiyim Seichel Amidus. This is like Kalim. And since the Adonim are an Aveda with Seichel Amidus, we should consider them Kalim. And Binyan Agabe Kalim is Binyan. That was the Gemara's Havamina. It only makes sense, according to the Chiddush of this Sikha, that Adonim is Krishma Utfilah. But the Gemara comes to the Maskan and says, no, although Take, it's the Avodah B'Koiches Pnimiyim, although the Adonim is Krishma Tefillah Seichel Amidus, but the key ingredient, the most important element, is the Bittul V'Kabbalah Soil. And because the Bittul V'Kabbalah Soil, which is permeating the Seichel Amidus in Trumas HaAdonim, is the key ingredient, so for that reason, we define the Adonim not as Kalim, but rather as Karka. And therefore, there's no raya that Binyan al-Gabi Kalim is called Binyan because the Adonim are considered Karka. Despite the fact that they represent an Avodah B'Koiches Pnimiyim, but the key, the most important element is the Bittul V'Kabbalah Soil, and that makes them have a gather of Karka, not a gather of Kalim. So Ad Kan is the Teichen of the Sikha. The Sikha also explains the idea of Trumas HaMishkan, the Nefesh HaAdam, which we are not going to deal with right now. Now I want to learn two ha'oras in the Sikha where there is an amazing, amazing chidushim in Nigla. And we're going to take these from the beginning and do them properly. The first ha'ora that we're going to learn is ha'ora 7. But to learn ha'ora 7 properly, even before I read it inside, we're going to start with a Rambam. So there's a Rambam in Hilchas Beis Abchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, "Ein boinin es hamikdash balayla, shenemer uviyom hakim es hamishkan biyom mekimin loy balayla." We do not build a Beis Hamikdash at night, as the pasuk says, "Uviyom hakim es hamishkan biyom mekimin veloy balayla." Va'iskin bebinyan me'leis hashachar teisak kichavim, and we can build from aleis hashachar until teisak kichavim. And now the Rambam adds a line. This is the key line over here. V'ha kol chayovin livnoisu l'sa'ed ba'atzmon uv'mamoinam. Anoshim v'noshim kemikdash amidbar. When it comes to the binyan beis hamikdash, building the beis hamikdash, ha kol chayovin, everybody's chayiv livnois to build and to help ba'atzmon uvimamaynam anoshim v'noshim kemikdash hamidbar, like it was in the midbar. What's the mocker of the Rambam? The Kesef Mishnah brings apsuk in Pashas Truma u'Pashas Vayakel d'chziv ayavayu ha'anoshim al hanoshim u'chziv ayasuk ol kol chachmei leiv u'chziv ukol yishol chachmas leiv b'yodei atavu. So just like by the Mishkan in the midbar, we see that Sai the men, Sai the woman, everybody participated. So kemikdash hamidbar, says the Rambam, same thing by the Beis Hamikdash. Hakel chayov and nivnei sula Sai ba'atzmam ubemamaynam kemikdash hamidbar. That's the Rambam. So the Achrayinim, many Achrayinim, ask two kashas on the Rambam. Kasha number one is, what's the mocker of the Rambam? I mean, every Rambam has a mocker somewhere in Chazal, a Bavli, a Yerushalmi, a Medrashim. The Rambam, though, is saying a halacha here, which we don't find anywhere in Chazal. So yeah, the Kesef Mishnah brings psukim from Parshas Vayakel, but it's strange that the only mocker to this is directly from Chumash, and there's nowhere in Torah Shebal Peh where this halacha is mentioned. And furthermore, one can ask, what kind of mocker is it from the Mishkan? Who says that that was a chiyuv for the Beis HaMikdash? That was the Mishkan. By the Mishkan, people gave. By Yavayu HaAnashim Al HaNashim, could be even a Sipur Dvarim Ba'alma. It's telling you what happened. Where do we see that that's Bechal a chiyuv? And where do we see that that's a chiyuv for the Beis HaMikdash also? So that's the first kasha that they ask. What's the mocker of this Rambam? What's the mocker? And there are different suggestions to different Gemaras, which B'daychak could be some kind of a mocker for the Rambam, but there's no klora mocker for the Rambam. So it seems to be a mechudish dekedin that the Rambam was mamsi on his own. That's one kasha. And then they ask the second question, which is a very strong question, that the Rambam is contradicting himself. In the beginning of the halacha, the Rambam said, what? Ein b'nes hamikdash balaylo, shenemar v'yoyim hakim, b'yoyim mekimen v'loy balaylo. Which means that the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Since you can only build a beis hamikdash by day and not by night, so it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, and women should be potter. So why does he say v'hakel chayovim livnei solosayid anoshim v'noshim? Why are women chayiv in this mitzvah if it's a mitzvah which could be done only by yom, and it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? This is the two kashas that are asked. And there are many suggestions that are given. I'm going to share with you two suggestions of the many. Two that I found to be very gishmak. One is the Rogatchover. The Rogatchover in Tzofnes Paneach on the Rambam, Sefer Haflo, page 107. The Rogatchover explains that there are two dinim in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There's one din, mitzad the mitzvah saseya v'osili mikdash. The Rambam begins the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira. The Rambam says, mitzvahs asei, livnois bayis l'Hashem, shenem revosili mikdash. So mitzvahs asei, one of the tayag mitzvahs, to build a Beis HaMikdash. So that's one din in binyan Beis HaMikdash, mitzad the mitzvahs asei of vosili mikdash. But then, says the Rogatchover, there's another din. And that din is nista'ef from the chiv of karbonos. There is a chiv to bring karbonos. And in order to be able to bring karbonos, you need to have a bayis muchon in which to bring the karbonos. So that requires a Beis HaMikdash to facilitate the bringing of karbonos. So it's two different dinim. And he says there could be an afkamina between them. There are some parts of the binyan Beis HaMikdash which might not be ma'akiv karbonos, but are still necessary mitzvah the first mitzvah of osili mikdash. For example, he gives an example by the Mishkan. The Mishkan had three layers of yiriyos. If the upper layer blew up by the wind and folded over, he brings a mocker that the Mishkan is still kosher for bringing karbonos. However, the Mishkan is not bishleimus. Mitzvah the mitzvah of osili mikdash, you have to have the Mishkan bishleimus and you have to put the yiriyah back. So we see that there are some chalokim in the Mishkan Beis HaMikdash which are required only mitzad v'asili mikdash, not mitzad the need to bring karbonos, and maybe there's also dinim fakert. But al kaponim, these are the two dinim in Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So the Rogatchover says, with this, the Rambam could be understood. The mitzvahs asay of asli migdash, the first din, the mitzvahs asay livna is bayis lashem, that's take mitzvahs asay shazman groma. And on that, the Rambam says, ein bainis hamigdash ele b'yoyim. That mitzvah can only be done b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. And in that, woman a potter. However, mitzad the second din of the chiyuv to bring karbonos, which in this even women have to bring karbonos, a yeledes, a nida, a zova, women have to bring karbonos also. So, mitzad the chiyuv to bring karbonos, women also have to build a beis hamikdash. And that's the hemshach of the Rambam, v'hakal chayav and livnos al aside, v'atzmam ubebamoinam, anoshim v'noshim. The chiyuv of noshim doesn't stem from the mitzvah of asili mikdash. Rather, it stems from the chiyuv to bring karbonos, which necessitates a beis hamikdash. And that could be done also b'layla. If you're building a beis hamikdash als a place to be makiv karbonos, that could be done b'layla. So that's how the Rogatchover wants to explain the stira. That's one teretz. Again, as for the mocker of the Rambam, he points to a Gemara in Baba Basra, where the Gemara seems to suggest that Avodim have a chiv in Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and if Avodim are chayiv, so then also Noshim should be chayiv. That's what he wants to say. But al kaponim, that's how he explains it. There's another answer given in Achronim based on the Tura Yevon. The Tura Yevon is explaining the Gemara in Kiddushin, where the Gemara says that a woman is potter from giving her son a bris. A father has a chiv to give his son a bris, but a mother is potter, and the Gemara brings a pasuk, how we know a mother is potter. So Tosis there asks, who needs a pasuk? Tefekle dava mitzvah say shazman groma. Since giving a bris is only b'yoyim v'loy b'laylo, so it's a mitzvah say shazman groma, woman a potter. So of course she doesn't have to give her son a bris. That's the kasha of Tosis. So the Tura Yevon explains there a very important distinction. That when we have a mitzvah which is b'yoyim v'loy b'layla, we have to understand what's the layla doing. Is the layla mafsik or is the layla mevatel? For example, by tefillin. So you have to put on tefillin b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. Once the night comes, what does the night do? The night is mevatel. Meaning the mitzvah of putting on tefillin today there's a mitzvah. This mitzvah ends tonight. Once tonight comes, the mitzvah is over. The layla is mevatel the mitzvah. What about tomorrow? Tomorrow, the mitzvah to put on tefillin is a new mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah as yesterday. It's a new chiyuv. The chiyuv is mischadish. The mitzvah is mischadish tomorrow and the next day. So the mitzvah is taka oni b'yoyim, but the mitzvah is every day for that day. And when the day ends, the layla is mevatel the mitzvah, and tomorrow starts a new mitzvah. Whereas Mila, the Tura Yevon says, is different. There's no mitzvah to have a bris every day. There's a mitzvah to have a bris one time. Person has a chiyuv to have a bris. That's it. It's a one-time chiyuv. You can only fulfill that mitzvah by day. So if I didn't do the mitzvah today, and now comes Laila, what's the Laila doing? The Laila isn't mevatel the mitzvah, it's mafsik. It's putting the mitzvah on hold until tomorrow. Come tomorrow morning, it's not that now there's a new chiyuv of Mila. No, the same chiyuv of Mila, the same mitzvah of Mila from yesterday is now chayzer v'niyor, comes back. So all the night did, the Laila just put it on hold. The same mitzvah continues forever and ever until you actually have a bris. And as the mitzvah continues, as the mitzvah is nimshach, on and on, the Laila is mafsik. The Laila puts it on hold. But come the next day, there's no new chiyuv, or there's no new mitzvah, rather it's the same mitzvah coming back. So he wants to say that when a woman potter from a mitzvah sasei shazman groma only when the layla is mevatel, like tefillin, and the next day starts a new mitzvah. But when the layla is only mafsik, like mila, and the next day it's really the same mitzvah from yesterday coming back, so in essence the mitzvah continues forever, the layla is just mafsik, in those mitzvahs even a woman is chayiv. And therefore, we would have thought that a woman does have a chayiv to give her son a bris, and she's not potter mitzad mitzvah say shazman groma, and I need the pasuk that the Gemara brings to say she's potter. So based on this svara, we could apply the same thing to binyan beis hamikdash. The chiyuv of binyan beis hamikdash is not a new chiyuv every day. There's no mitzvah to build a beis hamikdash every day. It's a one-time chiyuv, build a beis hamikdash. Norvadan, you can do it b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. So what's the nature of layla? The nature of layla is that it's mafsik. It puts the mitzvah on hold. But when tomorrow comes, not pshat that we have a new chiyuv, a new mitzvah binyan beis hamikdash. No, the same mitzvah, the same chiyuv from yesterday is chayzer v'nir, comes back, and we're continuing the chiyuv from yesterday. So b'meila, in such a mitzvah, a woman would be chayiv. It's not a mitzvah asay shazman groma. And therefore, the Rambam says, hakol chayavim livnos al aside anoshim v'noshim. That's another answer. And like I said, there are many other answers given, but now we're going to look at the Ha'orah of the Rebbe, and we're going to see how the way the Rebbe learns this Rambam, it completely answers both questions, not answers the questions. It shows how the two questions, side the question of what's the Mokar of the Rambam, and side the question of mitzvah asay shazman groma, don't even begin. Because the Rebbe has a mechudish de kepshat in the Rambam, which I don't believe anybody else says. So, Ha'orah 7. What does it say in the Prim of the Sicha? In the Prim of the Sicha, the Rebbe is talking about the three different trumas that were given. There was trumas shkolim. Let's do it inside. Trumas shkolim shida tzorech karbonus. They gave machzis hashekel for karbonus. Hayatzivu l'shaitoi, or mitzvahs asei l'doiris. So that machzis hashekel that was given for karbonus was a tzivu l'shaitoi. And it's also a mitzvah saseh ledoiros, one of tayag mitzvahs that every year the Yidden had to give machzis hashekel for karbonos tzibur. That's the first one. Mashenk in trumas ha'adonim, now listen carefully. Trumas ha'adonim, shechiyuva hoya rak koidim lebinyan hamishkon. Trumas ha'adonim was only a tzivui l'shaitoi, koidim lebinyan hamishkon. Never applied ever again. It was a one-time chiyuv, yikhali truma, for the Adonim before the Mishkan. And then he concludes, a Trumas HaKlolis the HaMishkan, and the last Truma was the Truma Klolis for the Mishkan, which is all the Tesvav Dvorim, Zov, Kesav, Nechoshes, etc. That this one, Shehoysa Rak Koidim LeBinyan HaMishkan, Ubeis HaMikdash. Keyword here, Ubeis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe is saying that the Trumas HaMishkan, which is the third of the Trumas, in which all the tests of Dvorim that were given for the Mishkan, this, in the Lashon of the Sicha, was a Chiyuv, Chiyuv Ahoya, Rak Chaydim Lebinyan HaMishkan, Ubeis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe is saying here, a Meira Dik HaChidosh, that I think is not the way we learn B'Pashtus. That the Chiyuv to give Truma, in Parshas Truma, V'yikhali Truma, Parshas Truma, giving Zov Kesef Nechayshas, this Tzivoy, this Parsha was not only being stated L'shaitoy for the Mishkan, but it was also being said for the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning that when the Beis HaMikdash was being built, the Yidden were Mechuyiv in Parshas Truma, Parshas V'yikhali Truma, which is this week's parsha, which describes the Eden giving truma for the Mishkan. That is a chiyuv. That chiyuv is binding even for binyan beis hamikdash, not the adonim, but the rest of the tesvav dvarim. That was binding not just for the Mishkan, also for the beis hamikdash. What's the mocker? Where does the Rebbe get this from? Where does the Rebbe take this from? That there's a chiyuv by binyan beis hamikdash is a chiyuv of a yikholi truma as stated in Parshas Truma. So the Rebbe says, Rambam Hilchas Beis HaBchira Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis. What's the mocker of the Sicha? Our Rambam Halacha Yud Beis. What does it say? Hakel Chayovin Livnei Sulasayid Batzmam Ubemamaynom Anoshim Venoshim Kemikdash Hamidbar. Meaning, how's the Rebbe learning Pshat? The Rebbe is learning Pshat that the Rambam is talking about Hakol Chayov and Livnei on the side, he's talking about a Chiyuv which comes mitzad Parshas v'yikholi Teruma. And this is where the Rebbe is learning different from everybody else. Everybody else is learning that the Rambam is talking about a Chiyuv mitzad Binyan Beis HaMikdash. There's a mitzvah saseh v'asali mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom. As the Rambam said, mitzvah saseh Livnei Bayis Lashem. And the Rambam is dealing with that Chiyuv. And about that he says, Hakol Chayov and Livnei on the side. In Binyan Beis HaMikdash, everybody's mechuyuv. And b'meida, they all ask the questions. It's a mitzvah say shazman groma, what's the mocker? Comes the Rebbe says no. The Rambam isn't saying a halacha, mitzad, the mitzvah of osili mikdash, the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. No. The Rambam is learning that Parshas Truma, V'yikholi Truma, was at Sivoy on Binyan Beis HaMikdash also. So B'meila, when it comes to build the Beis HaMikdash, Hakel Chayovin, Livnoi Solosayid, V'atzmam, U'b'mamaynam, Alts, Parshas, V'yikholi Truma. Not Alts Mitzvahs V'asoli Mikdash. No, Alts Chiva V'yikholi Truma. And B'meila, both Kash, B'meila, there's no Kasha for Mitzvah Sei Shasman Groma. Why? Because in Hachanami, the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, of Vasili Mikdash, is Taka B'yoyim V'loi Balayla. And that could be the mitzvah Sei Shazman Groma, and could be woman or potter in Hachanami. But now we're not dealing with that. Besides for the mitzvah of Vasili Mikdash, there's another distinct chiyuv, another separate chiyuv that stems from Parshas Truma, V'yikholi Truma. That according to the Rambam, the chiyuv of giving Truma, the tesvav of Dvarim that we're given in this week's Parsha, is also at Sivui on for the Beis HaMikdash. So B'meila, in that, everybody's chayiv. As we see that woman participated in Parshas Truma, so in the Beis HaMikdash also, that mitzvah is on the woman. I, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, is a mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama, that's something else. Now we're not dealing with mitzvahs Binyan Beis HaMikdash, now we're dealing with mitzvahs, or not mitzvahs, we're dealing with the chiyuv of a Yikholi Truma. Now, what's the mocker of the Rambam? Where did the Rambam get this from? How did the Rambam know that Parshas Truma was not just a chiyuv for then, b'shaiti for the Mishkan, but it was also a chiyuv that's going to come again by Binyan Beis HaMikdash? How did the Rambam know this? So the Rebbe goes on in Hora 7. Ubiyalke Shemoyni kan v'zoysa Truma v'goymer melamed sharakadosh baruch alvoy shagimul Trumais Mishkan chulu Mikdash Aleph chulu Sheni shenem azav kesev nachayshes avu b'medush agotel kan v'lo manema Truma ha-Truma Trumasi Binyan Echad Ela achas l'mishkan, v'achas l'mikdash, rishon, v'achas l'mikdash sheni. So the Rebbe is pointing us to a medrash, b'feirash ha-chazal. What better mocker do you need? This is a medrash ha-godl. And the medrash says, it says truma three times. Why does it say truma three times? Achas l'mishkan, achas l'mikdash rishon, achas l'mikdash sheni. This is the mocker of the Rambam. The Rambam has a mocker in the medrash ha-godl that parshas truma was a tzivoy not only the shaitai, it was a tzivoy for then, for the mikdash rishon and for the mikdash sheni. And b'meila, when it came time to build the Beis HaMikdash, the yidden were mitzuveh, they were mechuyev in Parshas Truma, v'yikholi Truma. And who is mechuyev in Parshas v'yikholi Truma? Anoshim v'noshim. Everybody. Hakol chayovin. And it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaMikdash, al tzvasili mikdash. This is a separate chiyuv. This is the amazing chidush of the Rebbe. Now he goes on. V'lechayre miloshen haramba mashma dekol echad ve'achas hayem mechuyev l'sayeye b'binyan Beis HaMikdash. From the Rambam's loshen hakol chayovin, it sounds like kol echad ve'achas hayem mechuyev. Every single individual was mechuyev l'sayeye b'binyan Beis HaMikdash v'al derech shehaye b'mishkan shebazeh gam trumas ha'adonim v'lav davke nediv leiv v'lechayre zehu chidush gadol. So it's a little bit not so clear what he's saying over here, but I think the Rebbe is trying to say like this. If we look at the chiyuv of a yikholi truma by the Mishkan, what does the pasuk say? Me'eis v'yikholi truma, me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu li bo tikchu es trumasi. Meaning, seemingly, there was no chiyuv on every single person in the third truma of Trumas HaMishkan, which men, women, and children all gave, but there wasn't an absolute chiyuv on every single individual to give. Kol nediv leiv gave, but it wasn't a chiyuv al kol echad va'achas. But the adonim, trumas ha'adonim, that was an absolute chiyuv. Every single Jew had to give machzis ha'shekel for trumas ha'adonim. So it comes out that the Rambam is kind of pulling from both sides when he creates the chiyuv of a yikholi truma al kaponim by the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam is saying that it has characteristics of both. On one hand, every single individual is chayiv, like by Trumas Ha'adonim, where it wasn't only up to Kol Nediv Leiv. It wasn't optional. It wasn't only for those feeling generous. The Adonim, everybody had to give. So the Rambam is pulling from there, and he's saying likewise, when it comes to the Hakol Chayov and Livnei Solosayid, Batzmam Ubimamaynam, it has the characteristic of Trumas Ha'adonim, that every single person is mechuyev to do it. But mitzad sheni, Trumas Ha'adonim was only the men. Here, even the women are chayiv, because like we see by the Trumas HaMishkan, the rest of the things that were given, Zav, Kesef, Nechayshes, there the woman gave also. So when you pull both together, it comes out that there is an absolute chiyuv on every individual to participate in the Yikholi Truma for the Mishkan and for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Rambam says, Hakol Chayov and Kol Echad V'Achas. But the Rebbe concludes, it's still a Chiddush Gadol. Because if we're comparing it to Trumas HaAdonim, so only men should have to give. And if we're comparing it to Trumas HaMishkan, where the women and children gave also, so then it should be only Kol Nediv Leiv. It shouldn't be an absolute Chiyuv al Kol Echad V'Achas. To combine both, that every single person is Chayiv, like the Adonim aspect, and even women are chayiv, like the Trumas HaMishkan aspect, that is where the Rambam seems to be making a Chiddush Gadol. The Rebbe is not saying it as a question, he's just pointing out that it is a Chiddush Gadol. Okay. Then the Horah goes on, and he brings two Maramakoymer, Sefer HaMitzvah, and also Sefer HaChinuch. So what's he saying at the end? That the mitzvah, that binyan beis hamikdash is a mitzvah sheheim chayv ala tzibur loyal kol ish v'ish. And he says, v'oid lahoyer. So what's the oid lahoyer? How does that play into our discussion here? So I think that what the Rebbe is trying to say is as follows. The mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, mitzad v'osu li mikdash, which is a mitzvah saseh, as we said, a mitzvah saseh, livno is bayis l'ashem v'osu li mikdash, that mitzvah isn't a mitzvah al kol ish v'ish. Every single person doesn't have to build a Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is chal on the tzibur as a klal. The tzibur as a klal is mechuyiv in this mitzvah. And therefore what? He says, v'oid lahoyer. So I think, could be what he means to say is, this ties very much into what we were saying before. Because if we learned the Rambam, like the other Achronim learned, that the Rambam hakol chayov and livnoi sol l'sa'id is mitzvah the mitzvah v'osu li mikdash, the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash, then there would be another problem with the Rambam. What do you mean hakol chayovin? How can you say hakol chayovin that there's a chiv al kol ish ve'ish if the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash is only on the tzibur, only on the klal? But according to what we said before, it's ganz verstandig. When the Rambam says hakol chayovin livnei sol l'sa'id, he's not dealing with the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, as we said. He's dealing with the chiyuv mitzad v'yikholi truma. Pashas truma is machayiv them. So therefore, there's no problem. Yes, in Achanami, the binyan beis hamikdash, the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash is a chiyuv only on the tzibur. But here, every individual is chayiv livnoi sol l'sa'id ba'atzmam u'b'mamayinam, because we're not coming mitzad the pasuk of Asuli Mikdash, we're coming mitzad the pasuk of v'yikholi truma, and in v'yikholi truma, every single individual is chayiv. The chiddush that the Rebbe pointed out, zeh chiddush gadol, that the Rambam made it a chiyuv al kol ish ve'ish, al kol echad va'achas, that every single person is mechuyev, not only the nediv leiv. That seems to be a problem. But at least we're better off. We wouldn't be helping ourselves by saying, oh, since the Rambam says that every single person is mechuyev here, not just the nediv leiv, that proves that it's not mitzad v'yikholi truma. That has to prove that it's mitzad v'asuli mikdash. It wouldn't help. Because even mitzad vasili mikdash, it's still not al kol echad va'achas. It's still only on the tzibur. So at least this way we're better off saying it's not mitzad vasili mikdash. It's mitzad v'yikholi truma. There is a chiddush gadol in the Rambam that it's al kol echad va'achas, but the Rambam is ganz verstandig. So this is the first ha'orah that I wanted to learn, and I think this is a tremendous chiddush. Okay, we're going to learn one more ha'orah, and that is going to be Ha'orah 40. Well, this will conclude. So in Ha'orah 40, the Sikha is talking about the Chiv of Talmud Torah. And in the Sikha it says, Hari etzem achiv de Talmud Torah mutl al kol b'nei Yisrael. The Chiv of Talmud Torah is on everybody. Men for sure. Gam anoshim chayoves lilmoid hazalachis hatzruches lohen. It's also on women. And then he says, V'gam b'negei liktanim hari mitzvah min ha'Torah al ha'av Lelamdes b'nai akotan Torah. That the chiv of Talmud Torah is mutal also on a cotton, because hare mitzvah min ha Torah al ha'av L'lamed es b'nai akotin Torah. So in Aura 40, he brings the Maramokim. Where do we see that it's a mitzvah sasei? Mitzvah min ha-Torah, alo av, l'lamed es b'nai akotin Torah. He says, Hilchas Talmud Torah ad marazokin b'tchilosu. Masha'en kein chiyu va'av l'chanchi b'mitzvahs, yirach midivrei seifrim. The chiyuv chinuch by all other mitzvahs is only midirabonu. Okay. Now he asks a question. Bav shebenegei l'talmud Torah hi mitzvah sasei alo av akotin ein chayiv. Chayra. Very simple question. The chiyuv is on the father. The father is chayiv to teach his son. There's no chiyuv on the katan himself. But in the sicha, he's trying to say that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is mutl al kol b'nei Yisrael, and noshim, and also ktanim. How do we see that it's mutl on ktanim? It's mutl al ha'av, l'lamed es b'nei, but it's not mutl on the katan himself. That's the question. So he answers in the ha'ara, harei ha'mitzvah hi sheha'ben yargil atzmei likris b'Torah. The answer is that the mitzvah is sheha'ben yargil atzmei likris b'Torah. And then he says in parentheses, or Eila El, Omud 44, Shuli Hagilin Ha'alef, Lahara 19. That's the end of the Ha'ara. So what I want to do now is just to explain this, the answer here, and to go through with you what does it say, Take, on page 44, the Shuli Hagilin to Ha'ara 19. So that's what we're going to go through right now. So once again, we're going to start with the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, and the Rambam says, "Misha loy limtei aviv chayev lalamed es atzmei kesheyakir." Person whose father didn't teach him Torah, he's chayev lalamed es atzmei kesheyakir. The child has to teach himself kesheyakir. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Now, the Lashon here is a little bit not understood. What does he mean, Chayiv l'lamed es atzmei kesheyakir? What does it mean, kesheyakir? He should say, kesheyagdil. But the truth is that all of the Achronim who talk about this still understand the Rambam that he means kesheyakir, kesheyagdil. Because they can't imagine that there's a chiv on a katan to learn himself when he's a katan. Katan is potter mikol ha-mitzvos. There's no way to entertain a chiv on a katan. So what the Rambam means to say is, if the father didn't teach him, then he's chayiv to teach himself, kesheyakir, meaning kesheyagdil. When he becomes a gadol, he has to teach himself. But kol zman he's a katan, there cannot be a chiv on him to teach himself. Azoy learnt men the Rambam, and there's nobody that suggests otherwise, besides for the Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek has in Piskei Dinim Chidushim al HaRambam towards the back, and there the Tzemach Tzedek learns Pshat in the Rambam like this. It says Lakamon Din Gimel Kosav Chayiv L'lamed Es Atzmei Kesheyakir. Quotes the Rambam, and he says Miu Yesh Leimar Kevin the Talmud Torah Loidami L'Shar Mitzvus the B'Shar Mitzvus Eino Av Mechuyiv L'Chanech B'nei Midei Raisa Elam Midivrei Sofer. Ava b'talmud Torah mechuyev aben dei raisa l'umid es benoi im kein shema gam ala koton yashchiv midei raisa. So the Tzemach Tzedek says that the pshat in the Rambam kesheyakir, he's saying it b'derech efsher, but he's saying the pshat in the Rambam kesheyakir is take while he's a koton. What the Rambam is saying is, if the father didn't teach the son, then kesheyakir, even als koton, but if he's kesheyakir, he's chayiv l'lamed es atzmai, and it's a chiv midei raisa. And the Tzemach Tzedek gives a shtickle explanation. What's the explanation? That since there's a difference between the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to any other mitzvah, that by all other mitzvahs, the chiv of chinuch is only midei rabbanon. The father has a chiv midei rabbanon to teach his son. But midei raisa, there's no chiv at all. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, the father is mechuyev min ha-Torah to teach the son. So therefore, from this, we can derive that Shema gam ala katan yashchiv midei raisa. That's the Tzemach Tzedek. So it's not so understood what exactly is the reason here. What's the connection? Just because the father is mechuyev midei raisa to teach him, why does that mean that all of a sudden there's a chiv on the katan himself? Why doesn't the chiv stay on the father? Okay, call it a chiyuv midei raisa, but it's on the father. And if the father didn't do his chiyuv, okay, he didn't do his chiyuv. But how do we get from there to a chiyuv on the son, on the katan himself, even als katan, lelamed es atzma in a tzichiv min atoira. So in the Kutaisichas Chelek Yitzayin, Pashas Kedoshim, Sichodalad, page 238, the Rebbe quotes the Tzemach Tzedek, and he explains like this. Yeshleim Rapirush, V'ibaldas is do achiv v'day raisa mitzadim av. After maise ha limud fun koton, hot zain limud ageder fun chiyuv. When the Rebbe b'shas, as loy lomdei oviv, bleib do achiv mitzad toiru. So the Rebbe is explaining, pshat, that since it's a chiyuv m'day raisa mitzad the father, since the father has a chiyuv m'day raisa to teach his son, so what does that mean? That the maise halimud of the koton has the gather of chiyuv m'day raisa. The Torah recognizes, the Torah itself, the deraisa level recognizes some gather of chiyuv on the maise halimud of the koton. Since the father is mechuyuv to teach the son min haTorah, so that means the learning of the son is recognized by the Torah as having some gather of chiyuv. If the Torah was totally dismissive of the maisa halimud of the katan, it wouldn't be shaykh to say the father is mechuyuv to teach him in haTorah. The moment you say the father is mechuyuv to teach the katan min haTorah, that means the Torah is machshiv, the Torah is mischashev with the maisa halimud of the katan and recognizes it on a deraisa level. So this is the pshat in the Tzemach Tzedek, and therefore, from the chiyuv that the father has to teach the son, from that is mista'if, a chiyuv on the katan himself, that in a case where the father didn't teach him, the father is, the son himself, the katan himself, has a chiyuv midairaisa. And in the Ha'ara, he connects us to the fact that a dairaisa is chal on the chefza. A dirabanan, we know, is not necessarily chal on the chefza, whereas a dairaisa is. So in this case, the father has the chiyuv to teach. The chefza is the son. I'm saying this bekitzer because we're getting short on time, but you can look it up. But since the father has a chiyuv midairaisa to teach the son, so the father is mekayim the mitzvah in the chefza, which is the son. And since a chiyuv deiraisa is, since a deiraisa is chal on the chefza, so there is a chalois gather of chiyuv on the maisa al nimud of the katan, mitzad the father's chiyuv to teach him, which is a chiyuv midairaisa. This is the chiddush of the Tzemach Tzedek, and in the sicha, in earlier, that same sicha Parshas Kedoshim, in Ha'ora 17, the Rebbe explains that this is actually the shita of the Alter Rebbe also in Hilchas Talmud Torah, that the Alter Rebbe agrees with the Rambam, the way that Tzemach Tzedek learns, that there is a chiyuv on a katan to learn Torah, a chiyuv min haTorah on the katan. And this is an amazing chiddush. It's the only time we find midairaisa a chiyuv on a katan. A katan himself has a chiyuv to learn Torah in a case where his father didn't teach him. The Torah placed a chiyuv, the iraisa, on the katan kishayakir to teach himself. Okay, let's come back to our sikh. So now, when it comes to our sikh, and we were learning Ha'ara 40, that Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe only brings in the parentheses at the end when he says Re'ele El Amud 44 Shali Hagilim. It seems like in the line before, the Rebbe wants to answer his question even lulei the Tzemach Tzedek. Even without the Tzemach Tzedek's chiddush, our question could still be answered. What was our question? Our question was, how could the Sikha say that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is mutl on a katan when it's really only mutl on the father, lelamed es benoy? So according to the Tzemach Tzedek, according to the Rambam, and according to the Alter Rebbe, it's zichen ishken kasha. Because there is a chiyuv mutl on a katan midairaisa to learn Torah. The father is chayiv to teach him, but if the father doesn't teach him, the katan has his own independent chiyuv. It stems from the father's chiyuv, but from there is derived, comes out, the chiyuv on the katan himself to learn Torah. So according to the Tzemach Tzedek, what it says in the Sikh is for sure makes sense. But in the line before, he wants to also answer the kasha even without the chiddush of the Tzemach Tzedek. Even if we say that there's no chiyuv on a katan. No way. A katan is not chayiv to learn Torah. And kishayakir means kishayagdil. Even if we say that. Kolzman is a katan, he's potter. And he only has a chayiv kishayagdil. Still, our question could be answered. Why? Because the Rebbe says, Harei ha-mitzvi she-ben yargil atzmai likris b'Torah. Meaning, true, it's the father. It's the father's chayiv. The father has a chayiv l'lamed his benoy. And there's no chayiv on the katan. It's only a chayiv on the father. But what is the chiyuv on the father? The chiyuv on the father is to teach his son. to the point Shaben Yargil Atzmai Likris Batayra. So therefore, included in the father's chiyuv is that the son has to learn. Meaning, this is not something that the father has the power to do on his own. Something like Milo, Pidin HaBen, it's completely in the control of the father. He could do the mitzvah. He doesn't need any involvement of the son. The father does it. The son is the cheftza in which the father is doing his mitzvah, but there's no hishtatvus, there's no pu'ula that the son needs to do by Milo, Pidin HaBen. Mashenkin by chiyuv, by Talmud Torah, even though the chiyuv is mutl only on the father. It's his chiyuv l'lamed his benoi, but he needs the son's participation here. If the son won't learn, if the son doesn't come to a point, at sheyargil atzmoi likreis b'toira, the father hasn't done his chiyuv. So true, it's not like the Tzemach Tzedek who says there's an actual chiyuv on the son. The chiyuv is on the father. But the father's chiyuv includes that the son also must learn. The father cannot do this on his own. When the Torah placed the chiyuv on the father, that the father needs to teach the son, the Torah was bal karchach, including here that the son needs to learn. So granted, the son is not learning alts his own chiyuv. The son is only learning alts the father's chiyuv to teach him. But since the father needs the son also to learn, in order for him to have fulfilled his chiyuv, so the moment the father is chayiv l'lamed his benoi, included in that is the fact that a son needs to learn. So just to make it crystal clear, the nafkemina between the Tzemach Tzedek and the answer in the Ha'ara is, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, when a katan learns Torah, when a son learns Torah, in a sense, he's being mekayim the chiyuv that's on him. There's a chiyuv on the katan himself, midei raisa, to learn Torah, kesha yakir. And when a katan learns, he's learning alts his own chiyuv. Mashenken, according to the answer that the Rebbe gives before the parentheses, he's learning even if we don't say that. Even if the son's learning doesn't have a gedar chiyuv bifnei atzmai. The son's learning is only kechelek of the chiyuv that the father has to teach him. But nichlal, in that, included in the father's chiyuv to teach the son, a bal karchach has to include that the son has to learn. Because if the son doesn't learn, the father isn't doing his job. So b'meila, what it says in the Sicha, that the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is mutl al kol b'nei Yisrael, even on ketanim, is true. There's a chiyuv of Talmud Torah mutl on a katan, granted not alts his own chiyuv, but included within the chiyuv that the father has to teach him, is included in that, bal karchach, that the katan has to learn Torah. And again, for sure, if you bring in the Tzemach Tzedek, for sure the Sicha makes sense, because the katan has his own chiyuv, his own independent chiyuv. It's not just that he has a chelek within the father's chiyuv.